hyperbole. An advice podcast for three brothers, an exaggerated statement not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Seven?
Hyperbole. Why, hello and good evening, gentlemen. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah.
Kissy, kiss, kiss.
I'm glad that we have that new introduction for each other. That's great. And hello, everybody. Mwah, 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 and welcome to Hyperbole Podcast. This is a self-help podcast for the helpless. I don't know if we need any more info than that. That's basically
it. Yeah, that's very succinct.
And that's a wrap.
And we're done. See you guys next week. Guys, how are we doing? Well, let's introduce ourselves. My name is Stefan.
Hi, Stefan.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
And my name is Kyle. I'm a special guest.
Anthony, you got to stop doing the foghorn. You got to do something more baller. The foghorn is, I feel like you're going to go hunting for geese or something.
Okay. That's very specific.
I think Kyle is basically DJ Khaled status because he's just so good that we put him on another one. So, and I feel like we're closing the papers for adoption so that Kyle can be a regular on the show, because we had a brother named Chris and he was on about 40 episodes, but then he dropped off the planet. So that's going to lead us right into our next segment of Where in the World is Chris? And, we actually had a suggestion from one of our fans on Twitter, Homeless Squirrel. So thank you, Homeless Squirrel. But we are going to go on GeoGuessr, and we're going to see where Chris is. And we get to guess where it is. So we're going to describe this location to you.
Yeah, because we've lost all contact at this point. He's gone on many travels, and cell reception's pretty bad. So
we're
trying to catch up with it.
But let's describe the scenario in front of us here.
All right. It looks like a freeway. It's like a gas station, maybe.
It's pretty desolate. There's one mini. It looks like a European or Soviet, not Soviet, Russian.
Like a former Soviet state of some sort.
I do see it says propane in Cyrillic letters.
Oh, we forgot to tell you, but Kyle is a Russian spy. So
I'm a Russian troll, man. I get paid to shill online for vodka.
Nice.
Vodka.
So we are rotating to the right on the side of the road. We see a man that looks like Chris. He has a tracksuit that's very similar to the attire of a Russian or Italian mobster.
So he's blending in well.
Very well. He has looks like a sack of some sort. It looks like his belongings that he's been using on his nomad adventures. He is in front of what looks like it doesn't look like a gas station. It looks more like a secret base of some sort. A secret base for refueling. Oh wait, okay, we're rotating to the right. Kyle, what do we see here?
Oh man, I see a is that a silo? No, what would you call that? I don't know what that would be.
It almost looks like a hangar.
Or hangar. Yeah,
or something.
Hangar. Yeah, yeah.
And folks, we're talking about an airplane hangar. We're not talking about any run of the mill clothes hanger.
A singular clothes hanger is the
Whoa, there. Whoa. And I just rotated back to the road, and there are many cars right in our path. So
there's a few cars. There's like
many cars.
There's like six cars.
There are 17,000 cars just waiting to plow us down if we don't guess where Chris is right quick. So guys, what's your guess?
Kazakhstan.
Let's see here. Latvia.
So Latvia or Kazakhstan? Which one, guys?
Either one.
I'm going to go with Kazakhstan, actually. That sounds more accurate.
Okay, we're going.
I have no idea.
So is Chris in Kazakhstan? Show me the Kazakhstan. Holy fuck, guys. He was actually in Ukraine.
Whoa. Oh, man. Where? I don't know where in Ukraine.
I closed the window. I don't care.
All right, Chris was in Ukraine. Ukraine in the membrane.
That's what he was doing. He and his pop group of NERD cover bands were going Ukraine in the membrane. So good luck to you, Chris, and thanks for abandoning us. So appreciate that.
Das vidanya, Chris.
Yeah. Anastasia.
Anastasia. Rasputin.
I'd give her a ha and a hi-ya and I'd kick her, sir. Bartok. My favorite character of all time. I don't know why, but I had kind of a, not a thing, but I leaned toward, emotionally, I leaned towards the smaller, runtier characters of Disney films. Like in, what was it? In Anastasia, I liked Bartok. I thought he was a hoot. And then in, what was that movie? Oliver and Company. Oh, I really liked Tito.
Oh, no. I thought it was Tito.
That's what I thought I said.
Oh, I thought you said Cheeto.
No, I said TiVo. Oh, God.
Okay.
All right, enough about reminiscing on Disney movies. Guys, this is our 50th episode. We have been doing this for almost 1 year.
Oh, boy.
So what have we learned? What have we learned from this? I think the one thing that I've learned is... nothing. I don't think I've learned a single thing from this. But it's been fun.
I've learned that people say the darndest things.
Oh,
brilliant.
Anthony brilliant. Cosby. Great. Kyle, have you learned anything from the 3 episodes that you've been on?
Yeah, man. It's been a roller coaster. I've learned, I haven't learned anything, but I've had a good time, and that's what matters, you know?
So you've heard it, folks. You will learn nothing if you listen to our podcast, but it's a hell of a good time, so tune in. Before we get into our beefy section, I just wanted to read a review from Apple Podcasts. This review says, hilarious, and they slap a juicy 5-star on there for us, and it says... Started with the episode with Kyle about Handshake and other things and enjoyed it a lot. Hilarious and easy to listen. Witty, funny, and clearly fun for the host to record as well. Check this out for a different kind of podcast that will make you chuckle. And that's from Pork Rind Tony. So,
oh, nice. My man.
Thank you. Rinds. Thank you, Pork Rind Tony. We really appreciate it. And keep eating those pork rinds and keep listening to the podcast. And if you guys would feel so inclined to leave us a review, drive to iTunes and speak with the cashier. Yes. And please speak to the cashier, ask him for the review form, fill it out and send it back through the mail and leave a review for us. Did you guys just hear the process that I described? It's not that fucking hard. Just go to iTunes and leave a review. Use your fingers.
Review.
And say, ha, 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 so funny. Love the podcast. And then leave it.
Just leave a review.
Ha, 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 so funny.
My wife is making fun of me right now. Hello, Bianca.
Hi.
You can't talk like that. People are going to think you actually sound like that.
But I sound like that, babe.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm never being minded.
Would you like to stay for the podcast?
Sure.
Oh, my God. You just can't sound like that.
What?
You okay?
No, the f*** with you.
You can put your cold hands on my warm flesh if you want. Like on my back.
Mmm. 5 minutes break.
Okay, and that was brought to you by Trojan Condoms.
Trojan Condoms.
Wear them. No, I'm kidding. Okay. All right. So, what was I saying? Leave a fucking review and we will love you. That is our lifeblood. We do dialysis and we get reviews transferred to our kidneys to help us be able to continue to live. So please save a life, leave a review.
Yeah.
You can do it on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher, or you can do it on Twitter. If you follow us at HyperbroliPod, like Summer does. And Summer left a review and she said, I just started listening to this episode and I have already found the advice so valuable that I greeted my husband with a dominance establishing kiss and yelled out to my kid, high five and a fist bump, which worked perfectly. 5 stars, gentlemen. Thank you, Summer. So leave a review. Love us. We'll love you back. Subscribe, tell a friend, and support us on Patreon. We'll send the link in the show notes and talk about it later. But now, enough with all that. Let's put it in the fridge to let it cool, and let's bring out the beef. And that is the segment. This is the segment where we answer questions. So we call it the beef, obviously.
Yeah, because that's what you...
What was I saying? What's our metaphor for this week for the beef in questions? It's like filet mignon.
It's like when you take the beef out of the fridge and it's questionable and you're like, I'm going to go with it.
This is the part where we find questions from Reddit or from fans. And they're really questions
that shouldn't.
They're
sometimes a little questionable.
Yeah, they should not be answered usually, but we answer them anyway.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's
so that's like that's
questions.
Like when somebody takes the beef out of the fridge and says, I should throw this away. And we're like, no, bro, we'll cook it. And we take the beef and cook
Boil it. We'll boil that beef.
This is like Dr. Phil's trash. All of the people that he rejects, we welcome with open arms.
Oh,
and with that,
spoiled beef.
And with that, would you, Kyle, would you like to read our first question?
How can I discuss with my friend about his girlfriend coming to our boys' nights? One of my best friends and I frequently hang out, but his girlfriend always tags along. How do I ask my friend to have a boys' night without girlfriends when his girlfriend constantly comes too? I don't want to hurt his or her feelings because I care about them a lot. But sometimes I just want to hang out with my friend and not his girlfriend. Sincerely, bro time or no time in Dallas. In Dallas. That's great. Yeah, no girls allowed. Am I right, fellas? Yeah.
Boys. Boys.
Yeah, this is just for the boys. There's a couple of different things I could give in terms of advice. I could say maybe you could just pretend like she's one of the guys, you know? Isn't that what she really wants? Wouldn't that be like, you know, you just pretend she's one of the dudes, you know?
That's true. It might get a little awkward if you start butt grabbing and stuff though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know, like boys do.
Yeah. Well, when you get into that horseplay. Oh, it's guys, you know what time it is. Tush grabs. Or if you wrestle or get, you know, touchy.
That would be, yeah, you know, boys will be boys. Or, you know, put a fake mustache on her. I don't know. That was my other piece of advice.
I like that a lot.
The glasses with the nose and mustache. Like,
I like that. Yo, if you're going to be one of the boys, you got to dress like one of the boys and then just slap a mustache, a handlebar mustache on her and give her a fucking Patriots jersey or something and a Coors Light and she's one of the boys.
Like, all right, Jim, you ready?
All right, Courtno. Okay.
Courtno.
Guys, I don't know if a lot of people are going to like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think this is a bombshell, but I think it's like the nuke on Nagasaki. It just fuck her. Because if you do that, I think it's going to be way too awkward for her to come to boys' nights. So I think...
Whoa, dude, that is the nuclear option, man.
You promise?
Yeah, I mean, that is an option. I guess.
Is it the best? Maybe not, but it'll get you
but it'll
what you
solve
want.
Solve your problem.
Yeah.
In their entirety.
Yeah. They're both going to stay far away, maybe. I don't know, but maybe it'll turn into a menage a trois, you know? What is that what they call it?
I don't speak Spanish.
Our Supreme Court justice calls it a devil's triangle.
a Satan's star, if you will.
Oh my god.
I want to go kill myself.
I don't know, how else can you do it? Let's be realistic, because obviously that other stuff was real, but let's get more practical.
You could plan a fake girls' night and invite her to it, and then have your boys' night elsewhere.
Oh, like a Trojan whores kind of thing.
Yeah. Or, I guess, to be less mean, if you have a significant other and your other friends have significant others, you could have them plan a girls' night.
Can we just take a step back and relish my Trojan whores joke? I really liked it.
that was good. That you actually snuck that in there.
I will relish it.
Thank you. That's well. What if you talked to her?
Do you not normally talk to her?
I mean, have a conversation. No, don't talk with her. Talk with him and be like, "Brah, you're one of my boys. So I got to have a bro talk with you. Let's bro down and have a bro bromversation." And
you're my brombus.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking square.
Don't bring your girl to the boys' nights, because that's just not a bro thing to do. And don't be a brophus. And
no, a brombus.
A brombus. A Brotus. Don't stab me in the back, Brotus. I don't know. Fuck. Just try and sprinkle in your bros in there.
Hey, two brote.
Oh my god.
See, and we said you didn't learn anything, but we got Latin in here. We're bringing back history.
Highly educated folk.
Oh god. So good. I don't know. Just
I don't know. This is our advice podcast. I don't know.
You know, I mean, like, look, if you follow any of these pieces of advice, you are guaranteed. Let me give you my personal guarantee that she's either gonna be one of the boys or she's gonna leave and never come back. So, you know, this is crucial. Okay, it could go either way. But yeah, she might become one of the boys. You never know.
She might get her parts changed and everything to be a boy.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah, are we going to tread in that
water? She might want to hang out with you guys so bad that she's like, you know what? I'm committed to the boys. And she gets some hormone injections, and she grows that mustache for real.
Are we treading?
And she gets to go to boys' night.
Are we treading in this water? Is that what we're going to say? You have to literally be a boy to go to boys' night?
Well, no, I'm just saying maybe she'll be like, I want to be one of the boys.
I don't understand what this is going to accomplish. I don't think it's
breaking down boundaries, Stefan. It's boys' night.
I don't know if it's an issue whether she's a boy or a girl. It's just he doesn't want the dynamic of his boy and this girl being in a relationship and going out with the boys. Because boys, Anthony, don't you understand the crucial fundamentals for boys' nights? They get together, they crush beers, and they talk shit about all their girls.
All their girls.
So if she's there, then it's going to be ruined, okay?
Okay.
That will...
So we ruled out she becomes a boy.
No, because it's the whole goddamn dynamic of the thing. If she's still dating his friend, then it doesn't matter if she's a boy, a girl, or a fucking tree trunk. If she's there and they're still smooching and stuff, he's going to be like, oh, gross, bro.
Yeah. I think her existence is really just, you know, regardless of gender. God. I think she's just got to remove herself from the situation. I think he's got to have some harsh words with this girl. I think he's got to have some real harsh words. He's got to really put his foot down, because it sounds like he's in charge of boys' night. It sounds like he's the leader, like he's the pack leader for boys' night. Is he the orchestrator of boys' night? Is he the president? I guess it sounds like it.
I think he is. Maybe
the president of boys' club.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's the treasurer. Maybe he's just like bros, we don't have enough funds to be able to go out like this with an extra person. So
yeah, boys only. That was actually part of the making it a boys' night, was budget cuts. It was just nights, and then they were like, shit, we don't have enough money for everyone.
It wasn't boys and girls nights, it was just nights.
Yeah, well, I don't know, more inclusive that way.
Everyone was welcome. Boys, girls, yeah. Lizards, dogs.
Boys, girls, tree trunks.
So why don't you just, you could talk to her. You could do that, but I think you could also be more tactful about it. You could be like a sneaky general, like Hannibal. God, so many history references here, boys. I'm so glad that we're having a boys' night to talk about this. But that's besides the point. What you should do is be tactful about it. So when you organize these boys' nights, you should make it so that you have one car, and if you have five boys, then there's no room for the girl. So you say, oh, sorry, Cindy, no room. And then if she says, oh, I'll be in the trunk, be like, sorry, my golf clubs are in there. And she'll be like, okay, I'll be on top, and be like, sorry, my surfboard's on there. Think five steps ahead. Think what she's going to think, and then find a way to be able to prevent her from going with you.
Yeah, like, what is this, a fucking clown car? Like, what are you going to get? Where, you know, come on. There's not enough room for you. Get out.
Get
You're
out
welcome here.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Go
get.
On. Yeah.
And then she'll scurry away. I don't.
She will go on and get, as they say.
I think you're just gonna have to do this, bro. You're gonna have to accept that this is a serious relationship. If they get married, think about how many boys' nights your boy is gonna go on. You're just gonna when you get older, you form relationships, and then you find the person that you strongly believe that you're gonna be with for the rest of your life. And then you end up living with them, and you end up forming a life with them. So you're not gonna, he's gonna start to deprioritize, and you will too when you find the right one. You're gonna start deprioritizing boys' nights, and you're gonna have wife nights where you're gonna hang out with wife, or hubby, whatever. But or tree trunk nights, whatever. But you gotta just realize that this is something that's very childish of you, and you should grow the fuck up, take off your diapers, and drink by yourself.
Oh, dude, that is some cold hard advice, but that is real. That's the real advice.
That was some raw beef right there.
Was that too harsh? Yeah. Sorry, did I go too harsh on that one?
That was fucking frozen slab out of the freezer.
I blacked out. What happened? Fresh. Oh shit.
Stefan, you gave good advice.
Oh shit. No, but I think yeah, you should just tone it down and talk to him. Just fucking talk to him. And then if he says something, wait, how do I ask my friend to have a boys' night without girlfriends when his girlfriend constantly comes too? Hey, just say, hey, I kind of want this to be a bros' night, a boys' night. Let's just be boys.
That's an adult way to handle that.
Anyway, I think we answered this beautiful question.
I think we answered the shit out of this question.
Yes, I concur.
Okay. Anthony, would you like to read question two?
I would love to. I also want to comment on how you gave me a very nice short question, so I can't complain too much. All right. Is it weird I want to eat a giant fucking plate of corn? Sincerely, Corntney.
Oh, that's clever. Who came up with that?
Oh man, you should have like Courtney Cobbs.
Where were you when this was being created, you fucker?
I was off being useless.
Or maybe Calvin and Cobbs. Oh, that would have been good.
Oh
shucks. All right.
Corn to be wild, you know?
Corn to be wild. Oh my. All right, slow down, Colonel.
This is, oh my God. All
right. All right, guys. This is probably the most real question of the night. Is it weird that I want to eat a giant fucking plate of corn? What kind of corn? Just corn?
Candy corn?
Is it candy corn? Because if that's the case, yes, it's extremely weird. Because fucking no one likes candy corn.
That almost just made me vomit just thinking about it. God. Can you imagine a giant plate of candy corn? Someone just tearing open bags and filling up a plate and then just scarfing it all down.
Oh my God.
That's just like, it's like you want to have sugar in your body, but you don't want it to be good.
I'll tell you one thing, boys. I've never called you guys boys before. I don't know why I did
boys.
That.
Hi, boy.
I think it's that fucking
boys' night.
That fucking boys' night. Oh, God damn it. Okay. I'll tell you guys something. If Jigsaw locked me up in a fucking barn and was like, would you like to play a game? And then told me that I could either eat a plate full of candy corn or shoot myself, I'd probably shoot myself. Because I hate candy corn so much.
Rather than lose the dignity involved eating an entire plate of candy corn.
No, okay, fine. I would, fine.
He's like, the key is inside the candy corn. And he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to kill myself right now.
Okay, fine.
You're like, can I just dig it out of my eyeball? He's like,
okay,
no.
Listen. I would fucking eat the candy corn, but I wouldn't like it. Question 3. Theoretically, how could I defend myself from a Canadian goose if it were to become aggressive and attack me? Time-sensitive question. Please respond. Sincerely, foul play in Philly. Okay.
You Philly goose.
Oh, my God. would you like a Philly geese steak?
I would love. Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, this is our 50th episode, so we're trying for 50 puns here. I think we've got about 47, so only 3 more to go. We got perfect. Most of them in the corn question, but okay, so if there's a Canadian goose just lunging at you, how would you defend yourself? Do you have any items in your hand? Do you have any clothes on? Are you naked?
Do you have any corn?
Do you have
a giant fucking plate of corn?
If you do have a giant fucking plate of corn, are you with your boys or are you alone? Is it boys' night? These are all very important questions that you have to consider. I would say, I think you could grab it by the beak and keep it closed. Because just like alligators, the closing, the force of a jaw snap or a beak snap or closing is infinitely stronger than the strength of an opening of the beak. So if you grab the beak and just keep it closed, they don't have the strength to be able to open it. But if it does close on you, you're fucked. So just make sure you don't get beaked.
That's a Steve Irwin fact.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
If it gets you, you're fucked. Better to get it while it's closed. Yeah. So
yeah. You don't want to be fucked.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, it's a proper bugger. It's a bugger to open.
All right. Yeah, so I don't know if that's actually true about geese.
You don't believe me?
Snapping turtles, like, they bite and they never release. Like,
geese and turtles and crocodiles are basically cousins. So, I mean, it's the same shit.
If you look at the phylogenetic tree, then it's like geese, alligator, dragon, snapping turtle.
unicorn.
All direct. They all have a common ancestor of the velociraptor.
I mean, you're right, because the geese also do have that really sharp talon at the end of their feet, too. It's that classic.
Can they open doors, too?
Oh, my God. Yes, they can.
Oh, shit. It's a regular talon show.
And they were. Guys, I would go as far to say as the Canadian goose might be the most dangerous animal on the planet, if not the universe.
You gotta be careful when you're hunting nature's most dangerous game.
It's
the goose. There is a goose loose about this hoose.
So I think that the only way to defend against the Canadian goose is with a Canadian moose. You know?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It sounds almost like a book from Dr. Seuss. Are we gonna do a rhyme?
That's Seuss rhyme. Yeah, you can get that goose
If you have a noose.
Oh. As long as you have a moose.
To set loose.
Yes. To set loose. So don't make a foose. And
I think
don't
Dr.
set
Seuss would not be associated with that.
Don't set it loose. Don't.
We already said loose.
Oh, we did. Fuck.
Oh,
you got to get a truce with that goose.
Throw pamplemousse.
Oh, that Kyle had a good one. Truce.
But I guess that's already moose. Wait, shit. What was, I missed it. Fuck.
Kyle said you got to have a truce with that goose.
You got to. Nice. Yeah. You got to spruce it up with a tree. Well, I didn't have anything for that. I just had the word spruce. That's all. I don't know how to shoehorn spruce into that pun.
Well, I mean, it's all good unless his name's Bruce. Then
you got to kick him in the caboose.
Okay,
and
I'm done.
Hope his favorite color isn't chartreuse.
I'm done
chartreuse.
With this. I'm done with this. This is fucking dumb. Just kick it in the face. It's like knee level. Just
kick it in the face.
Oh my god.
There's just a goose next to you and you think it's gonna attack you, so you just kick it in the face.
No, I mean, if it's a poor... Well, geese are the most dangerous animals on the planet, so it's likely...
Nature's most dangerous game.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit...
By David Attenborough.
Yeah. Oh, a strike. The goose gets lucky this time and takes the human back to its lair to feed to the goslings, the Ryan Gosling family, not the children geese. Okay, fuck it. Yeah, just kick it in the face if it's going to attack you. But if it's docile, give it love. And I think that you, just like snake charmers, there are geese charmers out there. So just, what's the special goose instrument that will calm it down? A sitar?
I don't even know what the fuck a sitar is.
It's like a guitar.
Is that like a sitar? Is that like the time mixture?
It's like what Gandhi played in India, you know, like Gandhi played it.
Yeah, to calm all the geese in India. Okay, let's use a different instrument since this one's way too hard to explain to Anthony. Just use the triangle. The classic geese taming.
Oh, I love that one.
The classic geese taming instrument. So use a triangle.
And it's much simpler to use.
Yes, unless you play the wrong note. That will cause the goose to go into a bloodlust.
Yeah, it'll rip out all of your organs.
Oh, God.
And you don't want that. Yeah, those geese have the strength of 1,000 hippos, so you don't want to fuck around with them. Anyway, I think we're done with goose.
Okay, any closing comments with the geese? With the goose?
Oh, fuck geese.
I think that they let things roll off their back, and you should too. So, you know, maybe just kind of like... To say, hey, let's be friends, you know? I don't know. That's not going
to
work.
Okay, so final answer is talk to the goose. I think that actually might be the most sane response out of all of the ones that we've given. So
try to reason with it, man.
All right, fine. Goose, loose, noose, don't be a poos, and just fucking run away. Run away.
Don't be a poos, run away.
All right, that's
a
good way. That's
all right,
good. Yeah, just run.
Okay,
perfect.
So
let's move on to our next segment.
All right, and our next segment is hashtag essentials. This is where we give you some snackable content where it's just three essentials for an upcoming event or thing. So this thing is...
it's just three now?
Well, how many was it before? Five?
I think it was five. So we can do three. That way we get one essential per person.
Exactly, let's just do that. Yeah. Okay, so hashtag essentials. This one is for Black Friday. So, what do we need for Black Friday, Anthony? I'll give you
five. Okay, for Black Friday, you're going to be punching a lot of people in the face over TVs. So how about a nightstick that like police carry?
That's pretty good. And the nightstick isn't made out of metal, is it? So it can pass through metal detectors?
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. It's a carbon fiber.
Okay, so
so it really whips through the air. You can really crack some bones with those things.
I mean, yeah. A nightstick is all fine and dandy, but what if you brought a pet goose? Would that be more effective?
No, because then you'd end up with the Walmart massacre of Middleton, Louisiana.
Where a goose takes out 27 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And possibly you, because once the blood loss starts, they can't tell friend from foe.
Fair enough. Okay. Okay. That's a good one. Okay. I'll go next. I think you need oil because there are going to be a lot of people running. There are going to be a lot of people in front of you. So to get them to trip up, literally, just spill oil in various parts of the store so they will fall.
Drew, you want to break as many necks as possible to get those TVs.
So I think between nightstick and oil slick, you'll be in a good situation.
Beautiful.
Most definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'd say that if I had to add something to that already great combination, I would say a full body armor, like a full suit of armor, I would say. Because let's face it, you're going to get trampled and you're going to be getting trampled upon. So you will want the utmost protection when those shoes are just crushing down on your body.
So that's sorry, Kyle, I'm going to stop you right there. I think that's a great idea, probably the best one out of all of ours. So I just want to ask, what style armor? Are we talking about medieval, like a knight?
Yeah, I was thinking medieval, man.
Like full plate.
Yeah, like you got to take that like straight from the museum. Like you got to get the legit, you know, like, yeah.
You got to get smithed.
You're going to be trampled. Like, let's just face it. You're going to go to Black Friday. You're going to be trampled. And you're not going to get this Nintendo Switch. Because I will already have it. Because I slept in the store the night before. And sorry.
So maybe we should just say a sleeping bag so they can get a place in line. And
no, we're not going to help this noob out.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, oh, I apologize. So wear a medieval suit of armor, bring oil, and a nightstick.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Or you're Pitch. Prepared. You can bring Pitch if you want to keep a medieval theme.
The movie?
No, Pitch, like the tar.
I've never heard of
like
that
the movie. Bring the movie Pitch. Is that a baseball movie? I don't even know what that is.
Is that the one with Will Smith?
Pitch?
Yeah, it's where he teaches men how to pitch.
oh my God. It's like, all right, she's going to catch it. You got to pitch it.
And oh, like, I don't know if that's
I get it now.
I don't know.
Oh,
if
I
that's
think I'm thinking of Hitch.
I was actually thinking of Pitch Perfect, but I forgot the perfect part. Pitch Perfect is actually a baseball movie about learning how to pitch perfectly.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think those sentences we just strung together were some of the most wildly inaccurate sentences ever uttered. I had no idea what we were talking about.
Kyle, would you go as far to say that it's a swing and a miss?
Oh yeah, I would say we struck out on those with those sentences, with what we just said. We struck out hard. We did not make it to home plate.
Ding ding ding. And Kyle, yeah. Thank you so much for the 50th pun of our episode. Listeners, if you haven't all stopped listening or killed yourself. Congratulations. You get nothing.
Yeah, you just get to live in the cold and different universe you were already living in.
You get to understand life's lesson that life is suffering, and whether it's
and our puns will just pile on top of that suffering.
Our puns are like snowflakes just coming down upon you that will slowly make
slowly
you
crushing
death.
Out the spark of life force that you have.
Great. Okay, so I think we got our essentials. Let's move on to our next segment, Miss Universe. So this is where we try and compete with the answers of the fine contestants of Miss Universe. Everybody makes fun of them, and we want to show them that it is hard because we suck at answering these questions. So, Anthony, I'm going to read you the first question. You read the second question to Kyle, and then Kyle, you read the third question to me, all right? We know how this goes. Okay, Anthony. Apart from you, who do you feel should win today's title?
Well, thank you, Stefan. Who do I think should win today's title? Well, I really think Kyle's shown a lot of determination. And
you're out of time. That wasn't the full 20 seconds, but you said Kyle, so you're out of time. Done. Okay. Anthony.
He's going to go into his reasoning and then...
Yeah, well, Anthony, would you like to read the second question to Kyle?
I would love to.
Thanks, by the way.
Kyle, who is the stronger sex, male or female, and why?
Oh,
it's an easy one. Females, they are stronger. They have more spiritual and emotional wherewithal, and they can crush you from the inside. So, yeah, let me just say that right now. That is true.
All right.
Okay, that you still hot. Had some time was... left, but you had the perfect answer, so all right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Kyle, would you like to read the last question to moi?
I would love to read this question. So, what is your greatest strength, and how did it help you to become one of the finalists today?
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for asking me what my greatest strength is and how it helped me become one of the finalists today. I think if I was to say what my greatest strength is and how it helped me become one of the finalists today, I'd say, oh, so close. So, all of you guys that are still listening, maybe the one or two of you that got through all the puns, if you would like to vote for the best Miss Universe, whether it's Anthony, Kyler, or me, vote for us somewhere. Just scream it out. We'll hear it.
Ah, Anthony! I won't be able to tell if you're screaming for revenge or if you're voting for me, but just scream it out.
Please, let out a blood-curdling scream. Or a stream. Stream it. Oh, stream
gosh,
your stream.
Please, yeah. Not a stream. Do not let out a blood.
In the middle of
stream.
Wherever you're at. Wherever you are right now listening to this.
I was thinking of like a stream on YouTube or Twitch or something.
Oh, like, I was thinking like bodily fluids.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh
don't
no.
Do that.
Oh, no. Please, God. Please don't. No. But if you want to stream your scream, feel free to do that. Anyway, we're going to get to the last question. I swear. It's going to happen. But before we do... We wanted to give a plug and have some shout-outs. We're going to shout out. So we're going to shout out to Greta. Greta, thank you for the constant support and Twitter love. Summer, thank you for the Twitter reviews. We love what you're doing. Keep it up. Tim, we love what you keep giving us on Twitter. And thank you for all the dick pics. No, I'm just kidding. You didn't send any dick pics. I'll have to edit that. Jeff, thank you, Jeff. Chad, I still owe you a song, Chad. And then thank you to One Big Liar and Homeless Squirrel on Twitter for the Twitter love. And then if you guys do have a question that you would like us to answer, please submit it at hyperbrolypodcast.com. And then please, we are young, poor lads that are just trying to have a humble podcast. We want to make it sound good. We want to bring on the guests that you deserve, like John Stamos. And to be able to do that, we need money. So if you want to give us some money, go to Patreon.
John Stamos is a greedy fuck. We need money for it.
Yeah, we're like, yo, John, Jay Stames, could you please get on our podcast?
He was like pro bono, and he's like, no.
Pro no-no.
Yeah.
he wants $500. Our goal is to get to $500. So if you want to donate, we've got on our Patreon, we've got bonus content that you can sink your ears into. We got stickers that you can sink into your ears or something. And we have director's rights to an episode. So you can direct an episode however you want, within reason. I mean, I will not say, I'll pretty much say anything. But go to patreon.com/hyperbole_podcast and just drop some monies in there. Just drop them. Let them go. And make a wish. Your wish will come true. Okay.
As long as that's one of the things that we said in there.
Yes. all right. Now, our last question. Kyle, would you like to read our final question?
I will read the final question. Is it illegal to pretend to be a car? Theoretically, if I built a cardboard car and some friends and I walked around town wearing it, doing normal car stuff, would I technically be breaking any laws? My plan would be to just walk around town, avoiding larger and busier roads. As far as I know, there are no laws against pretending to be a car because no one's been stupid enough to do it. So technically, I don't think I'd be doing anything illegal. If it helps, I'm in Texas. yeah, I guess that helps. Sincerely, Texas.
That does help. There are some very strict anti-pretendant car laws in Texas.
Yeah, you got to be very careful. Sorry. All right, where should we pick up from here? Okay, is it illegal to pretend to be a car? I guess it just depends on what you do.
Maybe there's a special law that says that if you are driving around in a fake car, you're impersonating a car, let's say a cardboard car, that a cardboard police car has to pull you over.
Oh, cardboard law of 1974. That's right.
That cardboard was lobbyists.
The ruling that was ruled in the Supreme Court. I forgot about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's true.
What is that, Brown versus the Cardboard of Education?
That was the best pun yet. That was, yeah. That was good.
Don't encourage it. That was... So I think what you got to do is you got to have a car that looks so much like a real car that no one will know the difference.
But then wouldn't that just be like having a car that goes really slow?
Yeah, but it'd be really cool because it's not
it's a, not a car.
It's not a car.
Oh.
Or all right. It would be really fucking cool if you and your friends actually made the cardboard so that you guys could be like Transformers. So
oh, like you break in two and like
yeah.
Your car the doors are like arms and you like have a Transformer battle.
Yeah, exactly. It's
that
more
would
like
be cool.
That would be more like Power Rangers, right? Because don't they all join to be a big Power Range machine? Megatron.
Yeah, but I thought they made like a dinosaur.
They did, but I'm saying that it's a mix between Transformers and... Because there are no Transformers that form into one big thing, are there?
Yeah, there are. There are those two little ones that they make a little car.
Sorry, I stopped watching at Transformers 71, so I didn't...
Oh, well, you missed 76 and 7, so...
fuck. Okay, okay, so yeah,
so
fine.
Catch up.
So fine, Transformers, be a Transformer.
Yeah.
So basically what's his name? It's like Flintstones car, and then it's going to be a Transformer. Yeah, yeah. That
sounds like a Transformer Flintstone car. That's beautifully put.
Yeah, it's probably illegal, and I don't think I have any more juices to spill on this question.
Aww. You're a
pedestrian,
God. Technically, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works in Texas, but, you know, pedestrians have the right of way here. So
I think as long as you're driving a truck, you can go wherever you want. And that's how cars work in Texas.
What if you made a cardboard horse? Could you do that?
Cardboard bicycle, cardboard scooter. Yeah.
A cardboard plane. Oh, that would actually be really cool to see.
That would be awesome, but how do...
Does he just have like flaps and like a tail?
No, like an
and he runs forward.
No, like an actual passenger plane, like a B-747,
like made out of cardboard.
Yeah, get stewards on board and everything. People fighting over the carry-ons,
and he like, what does he? Does he just pedal this down a road? Like, how does he?
Well, get like 70 people to walk at the same time.
Oh, damn.
So get like a drum to keep tempo. And then you basically have like an ancient warship.
I mean, just
in the shape
it.
Of a plane.
Just wing it, bro.
Oh my god.
Now that we all want to kill ourselves.
What about an arc?
Like a story arc?
A Noah's Ark.
That's what we need right now. You know how when people back up into your driveway and you're like, oh, who's here? and then it's no one, because like they'll go into your driveway and then back out to like turn around.
Yeah.
And you're always like, oh, who's here to see me? And then it's like, no one's here to see you. Oh. And then you get sad. You should do that.
Yeah, and you know how sometimes cars, they don't, their brakes don't work and they end up ramming into the side of a Dunkin' Donuts? You should do that too.
Yeah. That's a great idea. You know, you get
like, awesome. Oh my God, they cut the brakes! And then just run into a building.
Just full speed through the plate glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh God, it's horrible. I'm dying. Please give me a donut.
All right, guys. I think we're done. Is that
okay?
I think that question.
No more terrible puns, Stefan.
No, I think it's time to pump the brakes on that. And
all right.
And
you can find us all in our closets, strung up by belts.
Oh my
we'll
God.
We'll see you next week.
That is a horrible ending.
We love you all.
I have so many questions. What were we doing? Are we all in the same closets?
You don't want to know what we were doing.
Is it a boys' night?
Oh my God.
Oh God. All right. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Mwah. All right.
Mwah. Rub you and mwah.
Rub.
On the
flip.
Hyperbole.